I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a privilege it is for me to be able to share with you the Word of God. And we want to continue today with our study in the book of Romans. We're going to pick up with Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. We talked last time about the heathen, how that God sends no one to hell. People choose where they're going to go after this life, whether it is to heaven or into hell. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And we've seen that according to Paul the Apostle, according to the Holy Spirit in the Word of God in Romans chapter 1, that all men are without excuse. All men, women are without excuse if they refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself, in John chapter 3, in verse 18 and 19, it says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And notice verse 20, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." And that's where we want to pick up today our study in the book of Romans. We want to understand today that why are these people rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ? And in verse 21 of Romans 1, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." And we see under this heading of rejecting of God, they knew God, according to verse 20. Remember this, according to biblical history, mankind started with the knowledge of the one true God. Adam had the knowledge of the one true God. Noah and his family had the knowledge of the one true God. But somewhere down the line, this knowledge became corrupted, even as described in verse 20. Notice these words. They glorified him not. They failed to honor him for who he was. Neither were thankful. Failed to thank him for what he had done. They were vain. They were empty. Instead of filling their minds with worthy thoughts of God, they turned to vanities. Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And this is the reason that over and over again, I encourage people to get into the Word of God, to think upon the things of God. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not in this world, that we are to think, not to think on certain other things. Certainly, God has given us a mind, and we are able to make judgments, but we are to think upon the things that are pure. And that's what man has gotten to this point, because his mind has been corrupted by the things of this world. And God's Word says that we're to think upon the things that are good and not be like those people in the past who have gotten away from God. And notice this verse also mentions the word darkened. They had the light, but they rejected the light which they had, so there was nothing left but darkness. 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Now, there is no gray area when it comes to Jesus Christ. In other words, you either accept him or you reject him. There is the right way and the wrong way. You either go God's way, which is the right way, or you go your way, man's way, the devil's way, and that is the wrong way. You must receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In Romans 1:22, it says this. Paul continues on now, talking about these people who at one time they believed. At one time they had everything that was necessary to live for God. But notice, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. This word fool here in fools means morons, very stupid persons. In Psalm 14:1, the first part of that verse, it says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." If you say there is no God today, then the Bible says you're a moron. You are a fool because you have not believed in God. You do not believe there is a God. But I believe down deep inside you know there is a God. And you simply want to go your way instead of God's way. You're rebellious according to what we've already read here. There are people who are rebelling against God even today. And if you've never trusted Him as your Savior, the Bible says you are in rebellion against God. You rather love darkness. You love darkness rather than loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Creation reveals the fact that there is a God, whereas the fool says in his heart, there is no God. It's a denial in spite of overwhelming evidence. Now look at verse 23, Romans 1, 23. These people, it says, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Notice the word changed. The word changed means exchanged. In Psalm 135, verse 15, it says, "The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." Today we're concerned about gold and silver. We're concerned about the stock market. We're concerned about everything except the things of God. People need to understand that we need to depend upon God for everything in our daily lives. Quit concerning yourselves with the silver and gold as these heathen did in Psalm 135 and verse 15, and concern yourself with the things of God. In Romans 1:24, the Bible says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." God said, "Okay, you want to do this? You go right ahead. You go right ahead and you start serving the things of this world. You start serving gold and silver and concern yourselves with the things of this world and see what happens." The word "wherefore" here in this verse, verse 24, points back to the previous verses of 21 through 23. Why did God give them up? Because they gave God up and exchanged His glory for a dumb idol. You can look at Psalm 115 and read about that there. Notice the word uncleanness in verse 24. And this is what they wanted, so God let them have it. As to its nature, the pig loves uncleanness. Men love their sin. John 3:19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And notice, they dishonor their own bodies. And this will be explained later in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. But notice with me now Romans 1:25. It says these people, it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Do you ever hear the term tree hugger? Do you ever hear the term of someone who wants to put nature above man and above God? We need to get back. We need to understand what God has for us. Animals are important. We love animals. We love dogs. We love cats. But to put them up on a pedestal above a human being, according to God, is wrong. They love the creature more than the Creator. And once again, He's not only talking about animals and things, He's talking about people. We place people on a pedestal, and we worship and serve people more than the Creator. And notice here the word "changed." Once again, it means exchanged. Instead of embracing the truth, they gave it up in exchange for the lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 talks about this. The truth, the Creator alone, is worthy of worship. The lie, the creature is worthy of worship. The devil tempted Jesus with this lie in Matthew 4:9. And 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Does God send anyone to hell? No. People send themselves there because they would rather believe a lie than the truth. Romans 1:26, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." Affections here means passions. Vile here means, when you think of this word, think of three words that begin with the letter D. Dishonorable, degrading, and disgraceful. Vile. Women, a specific word meaning females. Change means exchange. They made a bad trade, exchanging the God-given use of their bodies for that which is perverted and against nature. Notice the term natural use. The natural and normal sex relations, God-ordained sex relations. You can look at Hebrews 13:4. He ordained sex relations between a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman, and a man and a man. God only can define what is normal and what is abnormal, what is moral and what is immoral. It's not a question of political correctness. It's a question of moral correctness. Do we want to serve God, the Creator, or the creature? And notice it says against nature. Unnatural, abnormal, perverse, improper. And if you've got a problem with that, you need to take it up with God. God has ordained a man for a woman and a woman for a man, and that's the way it is according to the Word of God. Do you know Him today as your Savior? If not, may I invite you to receive Him as your Savior today. Ask Him to come into your heart. Receive the Creator. Receive Jesus Christ. Ask Him, "Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. I believe You went to the cross. I believe You died on the cross. I believe You were buried. I believe You resurrected on that third day, and You're living now for me. You shed Your blood that I could be saved." If you'll trust Him today, ask Him to save you, and He'll save you today, because that's why He came into this world, to seek and to save those who were lost. And if you're lost today without Jesus, you are lost if you do not have Him. Ask Him to come into your heart this very moment. If you are saved, are you serving Him? Are you living for Jesus? Are you giving out the plan of salvation to those around and about you? Are you helping others find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? We are to go into the world and preach and teach the gospel. That's not only for preachers. That's for those of us who name Jesus Christ as our Savior. Serve Him today. Well, it's been good being with you once again. And I pray for you. I pray that God would open your mind and your heart to the things of God. Look at our website, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. You can download this program and transcripts of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. Until the next time when you hear It Is a Good Life, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.